you're on day 8.
Correct. Yeah.
Wow. So what time do you guys get up in the morning?
Usually 6:30.
And you have a warm breakfast or granola bars or neither?
We have a warm breakfast. We have coffee every morning and either oatmeal. One morning we had hash browns. This morning we had granola, but we still have hot. Every morning there's something hot to eat or drink.
Of course, you set that all up, didn't you? You're the provisions person.
Yeah. But we rotate who cooks and who cleans.
So is anybody standing out as the best cook?
We've had some delicious fish. And there's a few people who know how to cook that really well, so that's a big hit. Last night we were given some walleye at a bar the previous night, and so yesterday we cooked it up for dinner, and we had a lot of food. It was really yummy.
So how is it feeling out there to you, Martha?
It's feeling great. We are making really good mileage each day, and the weather's really beautiful, and everyone's working pretty well together. And we've been having really good discussions with each other and then also meeting interesting people along the way and getting some interviews captured on film. And a few people have denied being recorded, so we just journal about it each night. And we're trying to keep up with posting to our Facebook. We haven't blogged as often as we want to, but we will try and do that today. So a lot of little things to keep tabs on.
You are busy out there. Tuesday, or a day ago, you mentioned in a message that you passed through a town of 72 people.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
We pulled over at a rest area and set up camp there, and a few people walked into the town. We had read on our map, and the legend gives little nuggets of information about certain places or access points in the history of it, and we knew that this town had a place where we could get some provisions. And so we had a decent grocery list of things we wanted to add on to our kitchen. But the town was so small that they didn't have everything that we needed. And we met some people who helped carry our water jugs back. We filled them up at a neighbor's house, and she wheelbarrowed them back over to our campsite, which was really nice. And we learned about a bar that was about a mile down the road from where we were sleeping, so we decided 8 of the 11 of us went down to check it out around 7 o'clock, and there was only one person there plus the bartender, and we had a really great conversation with them and learned about other people who have paddled through this season and in past seasons and just had a fun time laughing and sharing stories.
So that little town of 72, what was its name?
Jacobson.
What are people telling you about the river?
We've met a lot of people who have summer homes up here, and we see a lot of homes that seem to be not permanent. They don't house permanent residents, and a lot of fishermen. And we also encountered a bunch of duck hunters on the 21st, which was Saturday, I believe, and that was the first day of duck hunting season. So there's a lot of recreation going on up here. It feels like a wilderness area more so than I anticipated it to be. I think I pictured more residential housing along the way and people, but it's been more remote than I thought. Some of the things that people are saying, we interviewed some kayakers who live on the river, and they were just going for a night's paddle, 2 days worth, and they were telling us that they just use the river as a recreational resource. And we also passed a paper mill and a natural gas and coal power plant. It's one power plant for those two resources. And we noticed that the water has been getting much murkier as we paddle down. We've only gone a little over 150 miles, I'd say. I don't know what the total tab is quite yet, but yeah.
When we talked before you left, Martha, at that time, there were about 30 classrooms that are following you. Have those numbers increased?
I'm not sure if they have. We haven't been able to connect we're able to connect to the internet, but we just really don't have that much time. We've had long paddling days, and some nights we've gotten into camp in the dark, and so we haven't been able to keep track of our website and update it as much as we want to. But we're trying to flush out different roles so that when we arrive to a campsite, one of those roles is pull out the computer and the internet device and do a more regular update on our website.
So I know that when we met, Martha, you said you personally were looking forward to a lot of paddling. So you're getting that.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think it's an interesting element of the whole thing, and you're just getting your rhythm in how and how you can and how you delegate communication. But the river kind of takes over, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we were just discussing last night that we don't want to rush a trip like this and have our hearts set on getting down the river in a certain time frame. Obviously, we need to set some deadlines and goals, but we also don't want to bypass any good opportunities along the way to meet people or either get a tour of a museum. So we have a few of those lined up along the river. So we want to be able to enjoy what we can see and do and listen to along the way without just paddling through, straight through.
So can you describe where you are right now?
Yeah, right now I'm sitting on a muddy bank of the river, and we are at a campsite, a designated campsite. It's called Lee's Ferry, and there's an access point for paddlers or boaters to come down about a mile up the river from our campsite, and that that was established during the settlement era, and there's fog on the river, and the sun is rising. And we are going to reach Palisade, the town of Palisade, today, which is going to be bigger than Jacobson, where we'll be able to have more time to get some groceries and update our website.
It feels, from just hearing you, a sense of the long history, the mightiness of that river, and where you guys are sitting and moving through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool to think about how this river is going to change so much. We're all really enjoying the fall colors, and we've been having bald eagles following us. We kind of have a sense that they are showing us where our lunch spot and campsites are, because they often perch into a tree right next to where the campsite ends up being. There's teeny tiny signs that mark where the campsites are, and we have to keep our eyes peeled for them. And it's been really neat to go around the corner. We are in a really windy part of the river, lots of curves and bends, and there's always a bald eagle at almost every single corner that is in a tree and gets up and flies ahead of us. Last night we had a really nice last stretch of the paddle where there were two bald eagles and we think a huge turkey vulture, probably 6-foot wingspan, that was flying overhead for a little while, which is really neat to see.
I quickly looked at your Facebook and you gave such a beautiful description of just what you said. And there was a specific spot that you were having trouble pinpointing and saw an eagle perched right at that spot, as it turned out.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening out there inside of you or around you that you might not have anticipated?
That's a good question. Like, what do you mean?
I was going to leave it open to see what just came to your mind.
Yeah.
Well, you talked about the in our conversation about the strengths, what you bring to the group, and is part of the journey in 11 human beings sort of sorting out their working together in a really tight partnership.
Yeah, we've had conversations. We have weekly check-ins to make sure, and even more frequent than that. But we have a weekly like meeting established where we want to address any concerns. And then we're also all really open and honest about anything that's bothering us. And so there was one concern about, there's different levels of just basic wilderness camping experience, not even paddling on this trip. And so there's one person on the trip who has minimal camping experience, and she felt like she wasn't able to contribute. And so she addressed that concern. She just wasn't really sure what her role was. And so we're all trying to work with each other so that the more experienced paddlers and campers can step back and help teach and mentor the others who have less experience, so that we all have equal roles in the group. But we are all really open with each other, and we're all here for different reasons, but all those different reasons all have some kind of parallel or intersect at some point, where we are all, you could also argue that we're all here for the same reason as well. But we're coming from different angles and different perspectives and different backgrounds of experience.
How would you summarize why you're there, and has that shifted a little in just this first week?
Yeah, I'm here because I love an adventure like this. I feel really comfortable out here, and there's so many different elements to an experience like this. and I really love almost all of them. I love the paddling. I love meeting people who are so helpful, and it opens up my eyes to how people are really generous and curious about something like this, and they want to help you. They want to learn more about you, and at the same time, we want to learn more about them. And so I really enjoy talking to people and just listening to them. And I guess one reason why I want to paddle this river is it's the biggest in the country, and it's really neat to start in a place that feels like a wilderness area, and I know it's going to change drastically pretty soon. So I'm just trying to enjoy every bit of it, no matter if it's beautiful stretch of wilderness, calm, peacefulness, and then eventually we'll reach a point where it's going to be a lot different. And I'm excited about every part of this trip. And also just working with a group of 10 other people. No one on this trip knew all 10 other people before this trip came together. And so that in itself is a really big experience. And yesterday we were talking about how this is a pretty substantial thing that will look really good on resumes. And not that that's why I'm doing this trip, not at all, but there's a lot of different pieces for this trip.
Yep, and you have to be forward thinking, right?
Yeah.
Martha, this is great to talk with you. And how far do you hope to get today? Do you have a target destination?
Yeah, the town of Palisade. I believe it's about 23 or 25 miles away. 25 miles.
Well, safe paddling.
Thank you.